Yes, welcome to Site Matters Matters. We're here in the studios at Site Matters up at Corrin Court. Fundraising is always a problem. All charities need money. But there's a lovely opportunity to raise money for Site Matters. David Hogg is undertaking a really long journey, aren't you?
Now, tell us where you're starting this journey.
So I'm starting at Pisa, down on the Mediterranean coast in Italy, and I'm riding home to Peel. So that'll be about 2,000 kilometres, 1,250 miles in old money. And I'm going to be doing that in 15 days and the whole thing on my own as well. So I'm just carrying my gear with me.
Why?
Well, why indeed? So I'm recently semi-retired and of a certain vintage where I thought, well, I can definitely get at least one more fairly big bike adventure out of myself. I was sort of thinking about doing Ride Across America. That's a 30, 40 days. It's a long time to be away from home. And so I sort of came up with this idea, well, where have I not been? Well, I fancy going to Tuscany. My wife fancied coming down to Tuscany with me. So we'll do a little bit of wine tasting, see some of the sights, and then I'll just cycle home.
Does the wine tasting help?
I, at the time, maybe, but perhaps not the next day, I'll be honest.
Pizza, because you wanted to go there.
Yes.
So have you then have to investigate the route to come back? You know, don't go near the Middle East and things like that.
It is. It's a little bit of a complex one, this. It sort of snakes north all the way up through Europe until you get to the Hook of Holland. And then cross over to Harwich, cross across the UK to Liverpool, and then back to Douglas, and then the short hop to Peel. As I go across this, if you sort of include crossing Italy and crossing the Isle of Man, of course, that's 11 countries that I'll be going through. So, yeah, luckily I don't need my passport other than at the ferry terminal, so I'll be okay.
Have you undertaken journeys like this previously?
I have. I've done a couple, actually. I did Bordeaux to Barcelona, which was a group ride with the Children's Centre. That was a good few years ago, and that sort of gave me a bit of a taste for it. I did Land's End, John O'Groats on my own a few years back to raise money. That was actually for Alzheimer's because my father, unfortunately, has Alzheimer's. And then 2 years ago, I tried to set a world record for the first crossing of the Grand Route des Alpes from Grenoble across to Nice on a Brompton folding bike. So, yeah, six gears. That was quite painful, I have to say.
On the roads, are cyclists readily accepted like this, or are people going to be buzzing you so they get out the way?
I think it really depends on which country you're in. I maybe not talk about the bad countries, but the good countries, definitely. I've never actually been cycling in Italy. France is absolutely fantastic, as is Germany and Luxembourg. They're very, very sort of cyclist friendly. Perhaps as you go further north and closer to home, the tolerance for cyclists seems to reduce a little.
Of course, one of the good things is Holland's flat, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm actually going to get across Holland in one day. So that's going to be the biggest day. It's 104 miles from sort of northern Belgium up to the Hook of Holland. But you're absolutely right. It is dead flat, which is great as long as there's not a headwind. If there's a headwind, there's nowhere to hide. That's going to be a tough day.
Do you have to train for something like this?
We're lucky in the Isle of Man. The sort of parkour here in the Isle of Man is great for cycling anyway. Great hills and lovely scenery, of course, because that sort of just keeps you going, looking at the hills as you go. But in terms of training, not a great deal. Well, it might not sound, it's not a great deal to me. About 150 miles a week you need to be riding towards the end. I'm currently up to about 130 at the moment, so I'll just keep sort of dialing it up as I get closer to July.
And the body tells you that you can do it. I imagine at the end of it, your bum's a bit sore, isn't it?
it's really strange, actually. I found like when I did Land's End to John O'Groats, it's probably the first 2 days are really tough because you're sort of going from your daily life into this life of just sort of sitting on the bike all day. And after about 48 hours, just it's as if your body reboots and it says, this is what I do now. And I got up to John O'Groats. I probably could have cycled back. I think you just sort of get into it. Yeah, it's good.
Excellent. Well, thank you for raising money for Sight Matters. How can people get in contact if indeed they want to slip a few quid to you?
Oh, thank you. Yes. So I'm just in the process of finalising my social media. I think by the time this clip airs, it should all be ready to go. So if anybody would like to sponsor me, I've got a Just Giving page. So you can look up either David Hogg or Pisa 2 Peel, not the number two, but T-O. So Pisa's appeal on Just Giving. I'm also going to be logging progress as I go. I've got a dedicated Facebook page and Instagram page and that sort of thing where I sort of upload videos and do a daily blog and that sort of thing if anybody wants to follow it.
Excellent. We wish you all the best. When do you start?
So I go down to Italy for a little break just after Tynwald Day, and then I'll actually hit the road from Pisa on Tuesday, the 14th of July. And then hopefully, as I say, the 2 weeks later on the following Tuesday, I'll finish at Peel probably about 11 o'clock at night looking at what the boats are doing.
We wish you all the best, David. Thanks for coming in.